Well, you had people come from downtown. Then you obviously knew that people were buying out here and building and all that.
Right.
And you were just part of this whole spreading of the South, weren't you?
That's right.
It was, I don't know, lucky you figured it out, but you landed in a fortunate spot.
I really did.
Well, and you had no idea how fortunate you were.
No. No, I really didn't. We liked the place, but this center has always been busy, always been full. And we're very fortunate, very blessed.
Speaking of blessed, you have a faith, and you're very active, weren't you, in your church?
Yes.
And what church was that?
I went to Community Baptist for years, and the kids grew up in University Baptist.
Okay.
Community, we built it when we had to move from the University Baptist church.
How did it work for you when you were working on Sunday? How could you go to church and work?
I couldn't, but I saw that the kids got there. And then after my husband died, I told him I can work 6 days a week. And I will. But I can't work late at night, and I'm going to have to close on Sunday because I need to be home with the kids and we need to go to church. So customers all agreed. They'd come for breakfast, and then they'd come back and eat lunch, and then they'd come back and get something to take home for later in the evening.
You know, your story about it was just work. You just needed to do it. I interviewed Paula Marshall's mother of Bama Pies.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. I don't know if you knew them.
I knew the dad is the only one that I knew.
He came and had the same work ethic that you're talking about. She would just say in the interview, that's just what we did. That's the way we worked.
That's the way we were.
It's the same spirit that you have.
I know. He worked hard. Harry Philact, who worked for him, that was a Greek fellow that we knew. He worked for Bama Pie.